Hello, everyone, and welcome to Quality News, September number one. And in this edition, we are into the final third of my 10 characteristics of effective quality and clinical governance systems, which is all about propelling progress with robust governance and systems. And point seven of the 10 points of effective clinical governance systems is all about the four pillars of clinical governance: planning, leadership, and culture, partnering with consumers, positive people and practice, and pursuing high performance. What I know for almost sure about this is that this is where most people start their clinical governance adventure, with the various systems that make up a clinical governance framework. And yet, it took Quality News 6 months talking about effective clinical governance systems to get here. Starting with the systems puts the cart firmly before the horse, however. Without the why we need these systems, clarity on the what we're trying to achieve and who must contribute, the how of clinical governance can never quite fulfill its potential. How I know it? Well, I did it, and most people do. Organisations are still keen to tell me all about their numerous clinical governance activities and to complain about the associated workload and lack of staff engagement. When I ask about the why and the what, I'm rarely offered more than a vague to continuously improve or to provide quality care. So the answer to their clinical governance woes is hiding in plain sight. They've plunged into the directions with no clear destination. Thus begins the endless tasks without purpose that is the wide and deep clinical governance rabbit hole most organisations fall into at some point. This rabbit hole leads to a warren of inconsistent and ineffective clinical governance, because how can it be consistent and effective when the purpose is unclear? Much hard work and positive intent are wasted in the process. Diagnose your own clinical governance system. Is there a massive rabbit hole looming? My back of an envelope checklist within each clinical governance pillar of key indications that you might be toppling over the edge and into the abyss includes: under planning, leadership, and culture, leadership is espoused but has no particular focus. Clinical governance is not linked to a strategic priority and therefore is not seen as an organizational priority. There's no solid board and executive plans for building a culture of quality and creating care they want to be known for. And quality committees endlessly monitor but don't act. Under partnering with consumers, consumer partnerships are reduced to meetings and care plans. There are token consumer advisory committees. Open disclosure is passed off as another task rather than sincere human interaction. And under positive people and practice, staff are expected to engage in poorly designed processes for continuous improvement with little material evidence of things getting better. There's no clear line management responsibility for point of care quality and no program for equipping them to lead point of care quality. Policies and procedures with no measures of use or effectiveness. And standards are endlessly audited but poorly implemented using weak change levers. And under pursuing high performance, quality managers are responsible for everything with the word quality in it, but with little support or development to do their core job. Quality reporting is based on weak data, possibly sending false signals. Clinical incident systems identify some of the clinical harm, but not all. Reactive rather than preventative clinical risk management systems, and no proven change model used for systems and improvement implementation. And the list goes on. So what can you do? Commit to avoiding the process without purpose clinical governance rabbit hole. Perform a brutal assessment of your clinical governance system using this checklist as a start. Implement the previous 6 months' worth of Quality News tips for an effective quality and clinical governance system. Get the map clear in your head so that you can clearly explain it to others. A great consumer experience is created by great people, supported by great systems. What I know for almost sure about effective quality professionals. A successful quality professional equips themselves to do their job well. They want more than just getting through the day. They want to be great at their job. So they build their experience and expertise toolbox. First, working out what they need to support their board, executive managers and staff to govern, lead and create great care. Then, finding it. They do the courses, read the books, watch the videos, seek mentoring, learn from what successful people do, practice their new skills even when it's hard. And one day, they realise that they are now the role model for others. That's all for this edition of Quality News. Look forward to talking to you next time.